This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The National Weather Service says a tornado with 110-mile-per-hour winds hit just outside of Raleigh. That came as people were cleaning up in Tennessee after storms on Saturday that killed at least six people there. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez reports from Nashville.
There was little doubt as the intense storm blew through Middle Tennessee.
Oh my God!
That these incredibly large funnel clouds near the heart of Nashville,
oh my God,
would cause major damage.
I hope nobody was in those houses. Guys, it was really bad.
Devastating, deadly, and widespread.
It's going to take a lot of time, a lot of resources, and us coming together to get through this difficult time.
The damage is heaviest in Clarksville.
President Biden invites Ukrainian President Zelensky to the White House. This comes after a bill with more Ukrainian funding failed in the Senate. Reporter Bo Erickson has details.
This will be Zelensky's third White House visit since the war in Ukraine started, and the White House press secretary said this meeting will underscore the United States' unshakable commitment to supporting the people of Ukraine.
Israel is battering the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis. It comes as Hamas threatened Israel, saying no remaining hostages would leave alive if Israel does not meet its demand for prisoner releases. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is in Tel Aviv with the latest.
CBS News in Gaza spoke with families fleeing Khan Yunis to the border town of Rafah. Aya Mustafa Zorab says her whole street was on fire when they left. Her disabled child needs medical attention. He is sick. There's no treatment and I have no money to travel, she says. There's no food, no water. We're begging from others.
Well, a new CBS News poll shows most Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. CBS's Deputy Director of Surveys, Jennifer DePinto.
On the pro-Palestinian protests taking place here in the U.S., most Americans, 59%, would prefer President Biden take no position on them either way. Republicans are relatively more inclined to want him to condemn them. A quarter of Democrats would look for support.
Former President Trump says he will not testify for a second time in his New York fraud trial. Trump's attorney criticized the judge and New York's attorney general in a statement about the decision. The civil fraud trial began in October. Bronny James says he is thankful. The 19-year-old made his college debut about 5 months after suffering cardiac arrest today. The basketball player had 4 points and 3 rebounds. Looking on was his father, L.A. Lakers superstar LeBron James. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
The musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Shame to be sober now. I found a bombshell.
get me out. I can't be standing here when it all goes down. I got a better deal in the shadows. I'm gonna take the wheel from the devil. I couldn't make you perfect if only for a little while. I could take away the pain that makes you hide your smile. Get you off and need to get me out. I can't be standing here when the lights go on. I got a better deal in the shadows. I'm gonna take the wheel from the devil. Do you
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music, essential last crack with a twist. That was Good Morning V and Blunderbuss, Bliss before that. I saw Good Morning V in Fort Atkinson at that, whatever that bar was in Fort Atkinson a couple years ago. Really cool band. Paul Schluter, of course, on guitars. Zach Brassington was the drummer for Good Morning V. Paul and Zach were both in studio tonight for In the Lair with Elizabeth Mary. Darren Solderholm, he was the bassist in Good Morning V. He did a European tour with Last Crack in 05 and was with the band for a short time after that. He also plays bass on the song Three Ghost off of Last Crack's latest album, The Uprising. Essential Last Crack. No show next week. It's going to actually be a replay of this show right here. But we'll have a new Essential Last Crack on December 23rd from another band from the Last Crack family tree. You got a suggestion who it might be? Let me know. And if I play your suggestion for Essential Last Crack, I'll put a prize pack together for you and get it out to you somehow. Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Email me now at jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Maxie and Kevy here on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight. Coming up in the second hour of Heavy, we have that new one from Revolution X. We'll do some Common Threads. And a new band that I discovered last week, Still Stayer. Looking forward to that. Right now, it's brand new Heroes Lie. Light, camera, action. It's Maxie and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
She blows on fire. are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music. That's the new one from the Vanishing Kids called Midnight Children. That new album from the Vanishing Kids, ooh, it's so good. I highly recommend grabbing it. It's up on Bandcamp. You could do that now. Makes a great stocking stuffer, too. Common Threads with their latest one, She's Bussin', and the Rotten Tommies in there, just for good measure. Mad Roland Dahl. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy. I've got that brand new song from Revolution X. I'm going to stop teasing it. We're going to play it next on Max Inc. Heavy.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's go!
Your face, gonna live my life, refuse to become.
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music. Laura Jane Grace out of Chicago, Illinois. Hole in My Head. I debuted that song last week on Maxine Covey. I've listened to it like 100 times since then. I really like that song. I like the EP too. Check it out right now. Revolution X with their brand new one, 12-gauge Remedy. We're going to get them on the air for an interview very soon. We're trying to get that scheduled with Revolution X. They got a New Year's Eve show down at the Back Bar they do every year with Left to Reason and a couple other people. It's pretty cool stuff. Revolution X, check them out on the socials. I'm Jimmy K. Hey, thanks for listening to Heavy tonight. Once again, no show next week. We're actually going to replay this show on the 16th. We'll be back with a brand new show on the 23rd. Can't wait for 2024. 2024 is going to be amazing here on Max Inc. Radio. You're going to be surprised and happy with the content and the surprises we have in store for you. Stick around, maxincradio.com for all the podcast and all the information. Before I get out of here tonight, we got new music for Fiberweed. We'll do some Cold Black River and Carbellion. Right now, a new band I discovered last week. I'm going to play it again this week. It's Still Stayer and their song Tunnel Vision. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Ready for-
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shallow, strung out and left for dead. Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.